Today's prayer election focus is the judicial branch in the upcoming elections. Since the Supreme Court's controversial ruling in Bush versus Gore in 2000, the possibility that they might decide a close presidential contest is possible in the upcoming electoral politics. Current issues already on the docket include removal of potential non-citizens from voter rolls in Alabama and Virginia, late arriving mail ballots in Mississippi, mail ballot procedures in Pennsylvania, overseas and military voters in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and North Carolina, voter rolls in Michigan, and then anything related to the hurricane that's causing people to not be able to vote or any kind of issue with that. The judicial branch are appointed by the president, confirmed by the Senate, and they serve until their death, retirement, or conviction by the Senate. So this insulates them from temporary passions of the public, allows them to apply the law with only justice in mind and not electoral or political concerns. Their decisions cannot be appealed by any authority, as it is the final judicial arbiter in the U.S. on matters of federal law. So let's pray for this powerful decision maker or powerful decision breaker. So Father, you see the cases that are already presented before them and the issues some of the states are facing. We know that there have been some fires at some mail ballot boxes in Oregon and I think Washington State already. So these potentially might go up for an issue as well at different branches of the judicial areas. But we lift up the Supreme Court. We lift up all those that are underneath them, and we pray, God, for them to be righteous and to that you are the righteous judge who will judge the nations. We lift up our Supreme Court, praying that they would judge rightly before you and uphold what is true. We pray for balanced judgment, that they would uphold our Constitution, that you would grant them divine wisdom to decipher what is right. We pray for the judges across our land, from the local to the high courts. Help them to judge wisely and fairly. Give them wisdom, discernment to balance justice and mercy. Raise up righteous judges who fear you, who will judge in accordance with the laws of the land. Grant them wisdom during these very divisive times to do what is right. We thank you, Lord, that you appoint judges in the land, and that you told them to consider carefully what they do. We pray they consider carefully what they do, because they are not judging for mere mortals, but for you, O God, who is with them whenever they give a verdict. We pray that the fear of you, Lord God, will be on them, that they would judge carefully, for with you, O Lord our God, there is no injustice or partiality or bribery. And we pray that they will not fall prey to that either. You also charge the judges to hear the disputes between people and to judge fairly, whether the case is between a person of interest or somebody they dislike. We pray that they are fair in their judging. We also pray that they will decide a case after listening to everything and looking at the law, and they would acquit the innocent and condemn the guilty. We pray for a blessing over the Supreme Court, especially as they are going to get some voter fraud issues and all sorts of other types of cases presented to them, and whether they will hear them or not, based on the law. We pray that those that need to get through to them, that they do, and those that don't will be stopped, and that you would be the God who opens doors that no man closes and closes doors no man can open. And that, Father, that the cases that need to be addressed by the Supreme Court will be and be done justly and fairly in Jesus' name.